Bible says when they have fulfilled their ministry, they went back to Jerusalem. Okay? The first criteria of a person called to mission work is that he must have shown himself faithful in the ministry. Do you realize it's a privilege to be called by God? All of us are called by God to do something for Him. But when you talk about missions, the person must have been faithful, because the Bible says Barnabas and Saul was faithful. They completed, they fulfilled their ministry in Jerusalem. Then they went back to Antioch. You know what they did in Antioch? Let's look at verse 13. Okay, chapter 13, verse 2. As they were ministering to the Lord. The word ministered to the Lord means they served God. They did the things that were related to the service of the Lord. So which means that they were serving God in Jerusalem, but when they came back to Antioch, they were doing the same thing. Does it make sense? In the context, they were praying. In the context, they were... looking for your wife is here. Oh, there's no paper today. Paper is not... Okay. When they went back, he was still serving the Lord. He was still ministering to the Lord. Okay? So number one, you must be faithful to the ministry. Number two, you must be faithful in the local church. Back in your local church. Can I say this? God doesn't call people who don't want to be faithful to the local church. He can't. In the pattern of Scripture, if you look carefully, many of them have faithful lives and they were working for God in the local church. So it makes it very hard for me to understand if someone who were not faithful to the local church would say that they are called to the ministry. Then I say, who called you? Well, God spoke to me. There's this trend today that say, you know, I know what the church did, but I know God spoke to me. God doesn't work like that. God works with His agency. If you look at the Bible, the local church is God's only plan in the New Testament. Unless you tell me God changed His plan. Or if He told you He changed His plan, He didn't tell me. So, but you know what? The Bible is not changed, okay? So the New Testament is still the local church. So they were faithful to the ministry. They were serving the Lord in the local church. And they, number three, they have a specific calling from God, okay? The Bible says in verse 2, and they ministered to the Lord and fasted, and the Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. In verse 25 of chapter 12, notice Barnabas and Saul were faithful to the ministry. And in verse number 2, chapter 13, the Holy Spirit said, put Barnabas and Saul aside, because I've got another work for them. Can I say this? This is a very important thing in Christian life. If we have not completed our work in one area, it is very hard for God to call us to another. Think about that. If you have not, let's say you're involved in a ministry, and you have not really worked it out properly, and complete the job, and see it grow. If you look at the life of Paul and Barnabas, that was what happened. When they went to Jerusalem, many of the Christians were encouraged and they grew in the Lord. And as far as God is concerned, they have finished their ministry there. If you're involved in ministry and the ministry doesn't grow, it's not taking off, there's no fruit, you have not completed that ministry. Because then God is not going to call you to another. Think about that. Because unless we do that, we have to get back to being faithful first. Okay? And then, after the Holy Ghost guess who the Holy Ghost spoke to? He didn't speak to Barnabas and Saul only. He spoke to the church. When a person is to be sent out from a church, the people need to recognize the faithfulness of that person. Because as a church, we're going to lay hands and send that person off. The idea of laying hands means conferring the authority on that person. Does that make sense? So as a church, when we lay hands... Independent Baptists generally don't practice that as much, but it's a biblical practice, especially in the area of ordination. When I was ordained as an evangelist, the people prayed over me and they laid hands on me. Okay? To send me out to do what God wants me to do. And that's why I say, even on Wednesday when I will be baptizing people, I will say, upon the authority vested in me by Bester Baptist Church, I baptize you, my brother, I baptize you, my sister. I don't have authority to baptize unless it's given to me by God through His people. Does that make sense? Okay, so that must be very clear. So after they have fasted and prayed, they laid hands on them and they sent them away. Okay, so there's four principles, just very quickly, because the video takes about 36 minutes, so I need to be aware of the time. If you ever feel, I believe everyone here God can call to the ministry. Amen? Everyone here, from the youngest to the oldest, you can be called to the ministry. But Christians, we need to press on towards what God says are the principles. Number one, you need to be faithful where you are. This is so important. The Bible says, many men will proclaim their own goodness, but a faithful man who can find. Okay? And this is something that the ladies are praying, Lord, a faithful man who can find. But you know what, men? We need to be faithful. Not just the men, but the ladies as well. We need to be faithful and complete the ministry. Can I say this? In God's world, God has His standard from Scripture. If you look at Apostle Paul, what did he say at the end of his life? I have finished the course. I fought a good fight. I finished the course. And I've kept the faith. Okay? Who has finished the course? Sister Jesslyn has almost finished her course. Now it's the final year, right? Who else? Timothy is one more year before she finished his JC course. Then he can say, I finished my course. But you know what? In life, the course is what God has asked us to do. Okay? Number one, we need to be faithful. Can I say this? Christians, God wants us to be faithful to whatever He's called us to do and to finish the work. The pattern of Scripture is Jesus Christ. Remember He says, my meat is to do the will of Him that sent me and to finish it. John chapter 4 and verse 34. We need to finish our work. Okay? Number two, they were faithful. Number two, you need to be faithful in the local church. And that's God's pattern in Acts chapter 13. Number three, the Holy Spirit spoke and to separate. And when the Holy Spirit spoke, it was for the local church. The church must recognize the man. Okay? And finally, they fasted, they conferred the authority on the person and sent them away. Alright? Now that brings up two things. Number one, what about parachurch organization? We're going to see the video. It is actually made by Overseas Missionary Fellowship. Okay? Started by Hudson Taylor, who started the China Inland Mission. During that time when Hudson Taylor was sent to the mission field, he wasn't sent. Not many people wanted to support him. Okay, not many people wanted to support him. So when he went to Shanghai and those areas, Hudson Taylor had a hard time trying to convince the people in the interior of China need the gospel. But many people say, look, if God wants to send missionaries in, He will do it. It's not up to you and me. And so with that burden in his heart, and listen carefully, an insensitive church that cannot have the heart of the gospel, Hudson Taylor moved out and said, well, in that case, I'm going myself because those people need the gospel. Now, Hudson Taylor had the right heart, but he didn't have the right church backing. Does that make sense? And the parachurch organizations are often started because the local church were not responsible. Okay? We need to get that back again. Alright? So, parachurch organizations are started out of good intentions, but they do not have biblical authority. That's the sad thing. So when people, I have friends who have been in Japan. I have a friend since junior college. She and her husband right now is in Japan. They've been in Japan for 20 years. Okay, many people came to Christ through their ministry, but they went under Youth for Christ. That doesn't have biblical authority. So I'm not too sure how they do church there and all that kind of thing. But you know, is God therefore going to disqualify their work? I believe God will honor them for their faithful obedience to at least evangelizing. But the other thing, I don't know, I leave that to God. But we need to be in line with what God says. Does it make sense? Okay? Another thing people may ask is, what if someone feels that God wants them to go out to start a ministry? You know, that person firstly must demonstrate characteristics shown here. If you are faithful to the Lord, you'll be faithful to the local church. Can I say that again? If you are faithful to the Lord, you will be faithful to the local church because the local church is in the Bible. Okay, how can you be faithful to God and not be faithful to the local church when the local church is written in the Bible? Okay, so any questions? Any questions? Okay, we're going to be watching a video right now. Okay, this is the life of... it's not Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier is a boxer. Right? I can't remember his... His surname is Frazier.